piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Awesome sauce.
Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, not your homo host, your humble host. I straightened that out a couple times already in this fucking show. Welcome back, everybody. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Now, do not forget that ParanoidRadioPodcast.com. ParanoidRadio.com is absolutely free to stream all the audio episodes for the past 5 sessions. And you can also watch the unfiltered, unbothered, and unedited versions of the last episode for the past couple of weeks. And make sure you check out ParanoidRadio.com for the new shirts that are now released. You could go ahead and purchase them, or just hit me up. I'll probably give you one for free. Shit. I don't even know how to sell things. I have an amazing episode lined up for you guys. But first and foremost, please do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. That is right. Now, please welcome our next special guest. Allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood. You can find her on the Secret Society of Good Guys on YouTube every Friday night at midnight. And plus, she's a conspiracy smoke show, a cloud walker, a fountain of knowledge, and an amazing speaker. Welcome to the show, God Pill Angel 333 from Instagram. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm fantastic, actually. Yeah. I'm excited to do this, man. I'm really excited. You know what? I used to be nervous, but like now I'm just like, you know what? Who cares, Layla? What you gotta say, and that's it. People either gonna love you or hate you for it. Oh well.
Yeah. I say it like it is, and quite frankly, I drop these episodes almost unedited. I put like a couple songs here and there, some sounds here and there when I have like segments on the show. When my co-host, shout out to my co-host, Big Tank, salute. When he's on, we have some segments, but yo, I gotta give mad shout outs to American Paranoid American. You have a project with him, and you guys are hosting together a project on YouTube, so make sure you check him out. Let the people know where they can find you and a little bit about you right before we get into the topics.
So I go by Godpill Angel 33 or 333 on Instagram, but I do a podcast every Friday nights on Project Cheney, and it's called The Secret Society of Good Guys. And we have Project Cheney on there. We have Paranoid American. We have Abby, myself, we have Gordy, and we kind of alchemize all of the secret societies as a negative thing and try to transform it into like a positive thing. So we have all these secret society of bad guys, but we're the good guys who are trying to exploit what they're doing in a sense. Yeah, so we try to alchemize.
That's so much of a secret society. It's kind of like a society with secrets.
Well, we take their secrets and expose them. So it's like a joke on them. So we took what they have and their secret societies. Oh, you guys have your secret societies and you're the bad guys. Well, here's our secret society that we're going to let everyone in on, and all your secrets and all your symbology and all your esoteric. So that's what we do. We just question.
She went already deep. I wasn't even ready for that. I was going to ask you about dolphins, but now I'm interested more about learning about what you guys do. How do you alchemize this idea? So I've had Juan on Juan podcast, and he's freaking great. He's huge on this stuff. God, he could blow it up. And I'm not talking about the show. Forget the following. Forget the points. Forget, you know, people are going to tune in eventually. They're going to tune into every other podcast. There's 100,000,000,000 other podcasts out there. We're not in competition. Quite frankly, the knowledge, the research that this guy puts out, it's incredible.
It's an amazing
amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've also seen you that on your Instagram account, you're dropping some bombs of knowledge out there.
Yeah.
How'd you start this? And where do you want to start this conversation on?
So, you know, for all you conspiracy realists, I'm going to call you realists because that's what we are. We're not theorists. Yeah, we theorize, but it's most of the time we're correct on what we say. Mm. Like, I find that conspiracy theorists, the more that we speak on things and the more that we say, oh, this is why this is happening. And then we see 2 months later, this is why it happened. But it started for me, I guess, I would say 9/11 is when it really woke me up. And who really did 9/11. And it just grew from there. I wanted to know who we are as humans. I wanted to know what we are, the magnificence, the miracles that we are. So I just asked deeper questions about you know, what this realm is. Because, yeah, we're given books, we're given ideas by people to believe a certain idea, which is great to have. Some people need it, some people don't. But for me, I feel like we're missing a big piece of the puzzle to what we are exactly as human beings, because they try to belittle us in such a way as that, oh, you're just human, you're made of clay, and that's it. But I feel like we're so much more to that. And I feel like it has the connections to the dolphins, since we're going to be speaking on dolphins.
The idea of going into an indoctrination center and telling you that you're this big as a speck floating around in the sky, and that you're only made out of carbon, and kind of, and then at the, you know, I personally think, I said this on the show many times, hashtag look it up. Dude, I honestly think that the biggest lie to mankind is time. He who controls time, he who tells you when the seasons are coming, when the seasons are gone, when if December is actually the 12th month or the 10th month, or how many moons come in, if there's really 365 moons in a year, et cetera, et cetera. He who tells you what the Gregorian calendar is going to look like and what you're going to do in the next couple of 12 months, in the 12 years, in the next 12 hours at a job site, he who tells you that is the real master of all lies, the author of all lies, quite frankly. And this is kind of connecting what you said. It kind of divides us, and it keeps us away from being connected to the divine creator, the Holy Spirit. Now, you could be Christian, you could see it, you could see it in many different ways. But quite frankly, all science and all theories and all religion always lead to one master science creator.
A God.
Right? There it is. So the ether and the firmament just were recently demolished and destroyed and obliterated from the books in 1940s for the same reason. Why? Because it depicts and eliminates and it creates a massive spectrum, a huge lie about who the fuck you are and where the fuck you come from. And absolutely, the disconnection to the creator. Again, that's right.
Absolutely. That's why I try to listen, I'm at a stage where, like, I don't even want to pick up books anymore, because these ideas that these authors and creators and psychologists and theorists have come up with is when they sit with themselves, within themselves, because you are a vessel, you are made of God matter, you are the miracle that God created. So what better way than to sit with yourself in your inner self in deep thought and ask God, hey, God, can you send me truth? I'm confused. I need truth, or I need this. I'm trying to figure out the equation for this, or I'm trying to figure out why humans are this. If you sit within yourself and you ask these questions, you're going to get the answers. You're the antenna, you're the receiver. So when you reach a certain frequency of, I would say, meditation or prayer, that calmness and that change, you feel like time slows down in a sense. Mm-hmm. When you're in that state, that's where the magic happens, where you can connect. All you have to do is submit and say, God, I submit to you. I need an answer. Give me that answer. And Word. Then you will get that answer. And if you get that answer and you don't work upon it, or that idea of an invention or whatever it is, because that's the flow state when you're in connection with the all. With the all is God. And if you let that go and don't work upon that idea, someone else will capture that idea. It goes back into that space.
To the ether,
and then,
right? Yeah.
So it's like whenever you have that idea, oh my God, I thought of a great invention, and you write it down, but it's just there and you're not working upon it. Someone else is going to get that idea, but they're going to work upon it. And then they are the creator of that idea.
I got three questions for you. First, you said, what was it? I was gonna ask you about your name, about the 333 and why Angel and God Pill. I wanted to tell you that. But right before that, you also said about, you mentioned about who you're, creators, manifestations. Blah, blah. Let's go with your name and I'll come back to it.
Okay. So God Pill Angel, for me, it's like, take the God pill, because you are God matter. You are the vessel. You are the miracle that God made, like the machine that you are. I don't want to say that you're a machine. You're this divine being here on earth. You take that God pill so you can connect to God. Everyone's saying, take the red pill, take the black pill, take this pill, take the gold pill.
Look at that.
But I'm like, what's the most important pill to take is the God pill, to have the ultimate connection to all. Who wouldn't want that? So it's like, you are the connection. You are the vessel. Take the God pill and connect.
Damn. Okay.
And the 33 is just my birthday. I was born March 3rd, so it's not no Masonic or anything.
Oh shoot!
Coded.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so creators, yeah, I have to agree with you 1,000%. And I also I have to emphasize and amplify the idea of them, they, and I'm not talking about fucking genders here. I'm talking about the people in fucking power, all right? Not only trying to not shove fucking 76, 80,000 genders down my throat every single day. I'm a different LED color every single fucking day, and I don't want you to assume what I'm going to be tomorrow. It's fucking strobe light. Whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that they're not only dividing us mentally, but also separating us from being one with ourselves. For example, look inner, like being one with our emotions, being chemically balanced, being creators. Because the moment they start fear-mongering and entering your soul with fear, feeding you the wrong food, the wrong drinks, and then more fear, and then propaganda, 100,000 miles an hour, you're getting bombarded with radio frequencies, the radio, the food, again, TVs, the news outlets, newspaper, everything you touch is made out of petroleum, disconnecting you from the electricity that's running around the fucking world, et cetera, et cetera. They are continuously, resiliently almost keeping you docile, keeping you vibrating at a very fucking low frequency and disconnecting you from being the massive creator that you are.
But mind over matter, honestly, if you know and you're aware, I feel the more aware you are to it, the more your body is aware to all of that. And your body is so magnificent. It will create protection for you. That's why you need your immune system. That's why people shouldn't get vaccinated.
It's kind of like the placebo-nocebo effect, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right? Okay. Oh my God. We have our aura. We have our biofield. That's like, they call it almost like your second soul. It's an energy that your body is aware of everything around you. It's the aura, they call it. But this is actually real information. Many authors have talked about it, but I want to understand it because I know I can feel things before they happen sometimes. I can feel people's energy. And you feel it in here, but it has to do with your biofield. And they can hack that now. But if you're aware of it, your body will communicate with your biofield and say, hey, you know, there's a lot of frequency out there. Create a more harsher protective field against her, you know, around her.
Yeah. Your body, and you start attracting those type of people too, right? You start attracting the same talented people, that people that have that ability. Quite frankly, this is a little, you know, I mentioned this on the show a couple times ago, a couple episodes ago, and it's kind of like a, how do you say it? I air it out. It's kind of like my, you know, very, how do you say this? Like a therapeutic session when I talk about this. But for example, when I abuse of drugs, when I'm not fucking perfect, when I smoke or I do fucking cocaine with cocaine accessories, that weekend nobody fucks with me. Nobody fucks with me. Nobody calls me. Nobody, you know, it kind of dulls out. And then the week that I don't, on the weekends that I don't, or the month that I don't, I have massive breakthroughs. For example, right now, I was able to freaking contact you and get you in finally. Then you know what I'm saying? Thank God. So there's a lot of things that you also can do to stay away from the negative energies and protect yourself and keep growing. But tell me a little bit about the dolphins, because I saw one of your in the stories.
Yeah. Yeah, well, to add to that, you have to realize you are the master of you. You control you. You have to be the driver's seat. You have to sit in that driver's seat and say, hey, I'm aware of this, and 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 your body will work for you if you can sit in the driver's seat. But if you're sitting there questioning yourself, punishing yourself, talking negatively to yourself, that's what your body is going to hear. So that's why I say be the master, control it, own it. Because that's what you are. You're a master in this world. You are created in God's image. I don't know how else to explain that to people. I'm not saying that you are the God, but you are created to the closest thing to God. So,
well, you know, quite frankly, I am a Trumper, and I have this shirt that's saying this. So this is me. This is Trebles from Paranoid Radio Podcast saying this. Donald Trump is the closest thing to Jesus Christ. That's just a joke. Okay. It's a joke. Don't take it seriously.
Hey, you know, Q is also representative of Jesus.
This is the trailer, right?
Back in the day, Project Cheney knows more about this than I do, but there's a whole rabbit hole on the letter Q and how it represents Jesus. And there's a Bible, I forgot what year it was printed, but it's labeled with a Q on it.
Get the fuck out.
I swear to God, I swear. This is like, I will post the information on my page and share it with you, but this is a real thing.
I need you to connect me with the source. Who knows about this?
Many people know about this. This actually went through the Q population and the Trump you know, the Trump era. But some people missed it, you know, because everyone's pages went down and come back up again and shadow banned. And so, yeah.
That's freaking wild. Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I noticed a couple years ago where I found out that pregnant women were practicing underwater births in Hawaii.
Yes.
Surrounded by dolphins. Yes. Whales? Dolphins. I think it was dolphins. Excuse me. And some of the kids that were being born after having this connection with the dolphins underwater, because the dolphins, I guess, would rotate around, swim around the woman, and with frequencies and underwater music, they would unlock different things in the DNA during the kid's growth process, right? So when they were born with not only higher IQs, but extremely powerful immune systems, extremely advanced. They learned how to walk faster, take a poop faster, eat faster. There would be no allergies. They were superhumans. So
let me tell you something.
To that.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if you ever heard of Credo Mutua. He's from the Zulu tribe in Africa. And they talk highly about the dolphins and whales. And their beliefs stem from an ancient story that they have been passing down from shaman to shaman to shaman to shaman. And it's a repetitive story. And the artifacts that he holds come from really ancient, like 7,000 years. Uh-huh. So he believes that these dolphins were actually a species of people, like way prehistoric, like way before humankind was even humankind. It was a particular species of people that traveled from a star, I believe, Sirius. Okay, this is what they believe. The star Sirius, and they decided to dwell in the waters, and they became the dolphins. Okay, and they call them the Ashmageddon people. So these are actually people who have technology that all these devices that we have, they don't need to have the technologies to do what we do. Everything that we do here on Earth that we use technology, they use their natural capabilities. Now, the dolphin and whales are the Delphi and oracles. Okay. And oracles. Now, the whales are the ones who taught us about God through the dream realm. And the dolphins are the ones who gave us the positive, they gave us like positive teachings, wisdom, creativity, and they connect through humanity through the dream realm. So that baby that was born in there with the frequencies that these dolphins were shooting in that baby, this is like divine stuff, because they do talk about, how they connect with these dolphins, and there's ways that you can connect to these dolphins. And if you want to be at service for the earth, because they're here to serve earth and the people of earth,
which is why the only animals, the only beasts, and I call each other beasts, the only creations, the only species on the earth that has the destructive amount of history, written history, is humankind. We go into an area of the earth and we terraform it, and within we extract the oil, we extract the gold, and we create civilizations on it, and then we throw trash and we piss on it. You know, in many areas, the French were throwing their feces on the river while the Aztecs had full-blown sewer systems. See what I'm saying? They were connected with the earth at a different frequency. The Almics did the same thing while they were shooting each other in Europe, right? And going to wars and trying to dominate because of their economic system, et cetera, et cetera. So when you start materializing the idea of life, you become chaotic. And animals don't have that. It's not because they're not capable. It's because it's unimportant for them. I think it's because they are here to serve, just like you said, emphasizing what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they believe that they are the saviors. And when they connect through the dream realm or that flow state, their frequency in the water, since they believe all knowledge came from the water, this is what they believe. The knowledge comes from the sea. Technically, everything is made out of water. Okay, so that
Roger that.
vibration that they know how the water works and everything that is water. I truly believe they have technology because their brains are even being studied. There was a whole movie on this, how they captured a dolphin. I think which movie was this? Oh man, who was in it? But anyway, they captured this dolphin, and this dolphin they knew did things to heal people. I have to find the movie and share it with you, or maybe we'll
Yeah,
talk about it on
please.
another episode. But it was a fantastic movie. But going back to where these dolphins came from, they had an emperor. These people, before they transformed into dolphins, they had an emperor named Moane, meaning Mo and Moana, the whole movie of the water and the seas.
Get the fuck out.
I swear, it's crazy. So back in the day, the easiest way for them to connect to these dolphins were these cylinder donut-looking stone objects that they had. And they would place it on their eye, and I believe it's the left eye, and they would use their thoughts they would focus their thought through the looking through that center, and they would get information instantly. And there was this other scientist, I think in the 80s, where they were doing tests on dolphins, and he was told a secret on how to receive information from the dolphins. So what he did was go out into the sea on a particular day, but he said he went out on the 25th of December, which is Christ's birthday. Around noon, he went out into the ocean and he said, "I choose to help and be of service." And he kept repeating that in his mind. And then something strange just happened, and he got the frequency codes to something that he was researching. And there was a long part series on it, but that's the series that I found, that one part. But dolphins are very, very magical, divine beings. We shouldn't kill them, we shouldn't hunt them. And we need to look into them more, but it's just ironic that they want us nowhere near these dolphins. It's like illegal to even touch them or even communicate with them.
Ancient knowledge has been kept away from us for a specific reason. Like I told you in the beginning of the show, when they can try to keep us docile, the more that we do not know, the more susceptible we are to the shit that they're pumping us with. And I'll say they, I mean the elites,
Yeah.
the 76 gender light, for strobe lights that I'm talking about. Now,
Yeah.
I also know that the frequencies that direct energy weapons are using, I'm not talking about lasers from the fucking sky, because that's also real, but I'm talking about
Harp and
frequencies that are,
Nexrad.
and the things that are cooking us from the inside out, making your cells erupt and making you less potent and having less immunity, which is why so many, like lupus, my wife has lupus, one of many of these sicknesses exist, because we don't even know how to describe them. Why? Because we're being bombarded with frequencies and being microwaved from the inside out. And I also understand that there is frequencies that could shatter a glass, and it could also shatter a cell, cancer
And
cells. And if they could shatter them, they could also rebuild them or regenerate them. And our bodies are known for regeneration, and we heal each other, and we could also heal each other through thought. And I know thoughts also have frequencies, like your heart is a fucking battery pushing out frequencies every single fucking day. There's a positive and a negative, and an energy cannot be destroyed. It could only be transformed. And after that, I also understand now that the frequencies that these animals are pumping out underwater, and I don't know if you know, but underwater frequency and sound travel a lot. It travels a lot easier underwater than through oxygen. Hashtag look it up, people. So this is public knowledge. The frequency that they're putting out to our ears, it sounds like squeaks, but to them, they're probably telecommunicating with each other at a super extraordinary, extraordinary way that we still can't even fathom, and technology can't pick up.
Does air have water particles in it?
It
The air
should.
that we breathe? Okay, so that's another way for them to transmit whatever frequency that they want, even through the air, because
That's
of the
freaking
water.
crazy.
It's true. It's very true. And another thing that people are not even considering is the steps to this, frequency magic that they're playing on us is the vaccines and the heavy metals and the potions. Like, my goodness gracious, if the population understand what high form of black magic they are injecting in themselves, they would like throw a war. They would have a war right now.
Okay, wait. So, science to anything, if you break it down, it's a sort of magic. If you had a caveman,
this is sorcery.
It's a sorcery. If you had a caveman that just invented the wheel and I showed up and I had a freaking a water bottle, he doesn't know what plastic looks like. I open it up. To him, I just freaking did magic on a see-through container. You know, he doesn't understand that there's physical material stuff that we just created, right? Okay, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm trying to say is, to us, this is science. Let the science tell you what you need to pump into your body. However, there also the science also breaks down, alchemizes and breaks down the magic. Tell me a little bit about that. That this is interesting. What type of magic are we getting pumped with?
First,
what does
of
it
all,
do to us?
The word pharmakia, what it means is literally sorcery and black magic. That's literally what it means.
Latin?
The symbol, yeah, the Greek, pharmakia.
Oh my God.
It's literally, literally black magic, sorcery. And the idea that you have a healthy child being born into this world and you're putting vitamin K, which is not a vitamin, onto your child, which gives it problems like autism and all these other diseases. What are these babies dying off? That cough, that
pneumonia?
Well, no, it's called whooping cough and all these. Don't kiss your child. Don't do. It's like, what are you talking about?
The Why
are
death?
You? Yeah, like, why are you putting vitamin K on your child as soon as they're born? And you're putting it on an altar, you know, at the hospital. They literally put your child on an altar. They weigh it. They take its footprint of its sole of its foot for what? Why are they?
Dude, you're connecting all the freaking, and even the wording.
Yes,
sole of your foot.
The sole of your foot. They take an imprint first thing they do, and then they circumcise your child, which is a whole ritual. Your baby, they put the trauma, the MK Ultra that you're putting your baby, not even just through circumcision, the sound, the ultrasounds, that's MK Ultra sound frequency. But people are not aware of this. Now, going back to the vaccines, vaccines are literally magic. You're taking DNA of swine, you're taking DNA of cows, you're taking DNA of monkeys and snakes and all
a whole
these
homunculus
other,
in a bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, eggs of these species, chicken, polio, whatever. You're taking mercury. Mercury, where I'm from, I'm from Albania, by the way, and we have like ancient teachings of all this knowledge. And, you know, we just talk amongst women about this. But mercury can be used as a form to transfer spirits to somebody to get possessed. So if I wanted to conjure a djinn, okay, I would use the metal or the liquid silver, as a vessel when I go to the witch doctor and I say, hey, I don't like this bitch, blah, blah, blah. She likes my man, and you pay this person, and they'll call up a demon and say, hey, because they control the demon. They know how to do it. They'll literally conjure it to go into the mercury, and you'll see the mercury traveling to its destination, and it will possess the person. So they add that into the mixture with the formaldehyde and everything else, all the heavy metals and aluminum, and they inject that into your healthy baby. Would you ever drink a concoction with swine and formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum, XYZ? I would never. Why are we doing that to our children? And then you wonder why your kids are autistic. Autism was like reversed by Suzanne Summers. All three of her children had autism. She reversed their autism, and now they're healthy children.
How did she do that?
She wrote a book on it, and they banned her book.
Susan Miller?
Suzanne Summers.
Summers. Yeah, Susan Miller is the astrology chick.
She used to play in, I forgot what family TV show, and she was famous back in the 80s and 90s, and she wrote a book.
What a bomb.
Yeah,
that's
and she healed
bomb.
Her children, and because it's heavy metals in your child that goes into their brain that just won't let them function.
That
it's black magic.
It's black magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? You mentioned something about the sole of your foot, and this kind of comes into like the law of the sea.
Yeah,
talking points and the way that the English language kind of twists the words. Again, when you dock, when you give birth. When a ship docks, I had an episode on this. When the ship docks and you give birth,
You have the doctor.
And then you have a manifest, and then you have a certificate of the custom that you're bringing in, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same thing. Like when you have birth and you're giving birth through a water canal, and then you come out through the water. It's so fucking amazing how the dots still connect even after, when they're doing all these ritualistic things and putting them on a fucking on a pedestal. That is
what
crazy.
They're doing is creating a second entity of you. What they're doing. So and you have a birth registry where you just register the birth and that's it. But then they have you create a birth certificate. Now, a birth certificate is creating a second entity of you while they, your natural you, the registered you, they, when your mom signs that birth certificate, they're claiming that you're dead at sea. So they create a dead entity of you with the birth certificate. So they use that number that's on your social security card that's linked to your birth certificate, they create a bond with that, and they play with your number that you're not aware of. You're probably worth 53 million or God knows how much your bond is worth. If you really look into it, it's so hard to find this information, but you're worth millions of dollars to these people, and you're just a number in the bonds trade program. So they're taking your life force energy that your mom accidentally signed away through necromancy, through the black ink of it all. Damn. The ink even matters. It's the color of the ink matters. The type of ink matters. The type of paper matters. No one looks into the type of paper that is used. What kind of ink
get
is
the
used.
Fuck out, dude. I went into that conversation deep on an episode called the Federal Reserve. And we were talking about how the United States of America was dead for a while. And now it's the United States Corpse of America. That's the episode of the name. Corpse. And then we went into that. But this is sick. This is sickening. And necromancy. Truth. I did an episode on necromancy too. And quite frankly, now let's go for a little. Let's get a little fucking crazy. Now check this out. I went into a conversation where, so I did an episode on necromancy, and then I did an episode on Christmas too. So it was called Evil Santa too. And then we went in deep how Constantine was a liar, and he used to worship Mithra and a sun worshiper and blah 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 blah. Okay, and when we talked about the Phrygian hats, and then the first depictions of the three magi were wearing Phrygian hats when they took Jesus, the necromancy ingredients. So now, you go to Catholic church, and when they do that little swaying thing, that I think it's on incense, herbs and shit, all that shit that they're using, those are all the herbs they give to a fucking corpse when they're using it for necromancy. Why would you give that to the king of kings, of gods when he was born? Now, I honestly think this is my personal theory. This is Trebles Garcia from Paranoid Radio Podcast saying this. I honestly think that the three magi were trying to kill Jesus Christ. They were there to murder him. Anyway, that's just me trying to talk shit.
Dude, we don't know. We only know what was given to us. These questions are allowed to be asked because we don't know. Like, by asking these questions, eventually we'll get to the answer. So theories are, for me, I like theories because for me, authors, this is what I think about authors. And I've said this many times. We are the new authors. We can enhance an idea of whatever it is. Like, William Shakespeare or whoever, all these, I can have that idea, but I'll have a better twist on it. That's why it's great to have these conversations and put our own ideas of the what if this could be a possibility? This could be a possibility because it could be a possibility. Who are we to limit God's power?
Yeah, exactly. Quite frankly, I always use that too. I say that all the time. I say, why you want to put a cap on God's power, bro? Quite frankly, okay, I believe in aliens, and I'm not a glober, I'm not a flat earther, I'm a realmer, and I honestly think that God, if he created me, why am I going to put a cap on God? He probably created another me in a different parallel universe or another alien that's in his image as well. We're having all these debates about, oh, it's flat earth. I mean, I love your passion, but quite frankly, you can't put a cap on anything. You know, God is all infinite.
Unless I freaking see it. For myself, I go out up into the higher ups and see what this shape is and what it looks like, if there is a dome or not, then I'll be convinced. Other than that, it's just in the air for me. It could be this, it could be that. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to believe humans in that sense of what they provide, like in the mass media. That's just the brainwashing technique that I don't turn on the TV. I like to delve into my own mind about what it could be. You know?
That's awesome. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be. Critical thinkers. That's what they don't want. They don't want you challenging the narrative or challenging reality. Like, we challenge reality here one episode at a time on Paranoid Radio Podcast. We're in the middle of the show, and I want people to know again where to find you right before we start diving into the last portion of this episode.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram as GodPillAngel33 or 333. I have two channels, one just in case one goes down for the shit that I post. And then you can find me on Friday nights with Project Cheney, Paranoid American, Abby, Gordy on the Secret Society of Good Guys. We start at midnight Eastern time.
Send me that link.
Yeah, I will. It's actually a fun show and it's growing every week. We actually had Juan on once there or twice, actually. We had Donut on there. We had a few other podcasters, Jay Dreamers, just some really cool podcasters out there that just want to play. And yeah, we have fun. That's our main thing. We want to have fun. We don't claim to know anything. We question everything, you know.
That's, I hear you. I am yet to connect with Donut because I know he's extremely busy. He like just like Juan, but I'm on my way and hopefully we could collaborate with them. But you gotta send me that link and I'll share that link on the description of the show along with your Instagram account. Now let's continue. You mentioned the paper and the ink.
Yes.
This is wild. This is wild. Yeah. Give me more. Why the paper? So there's different things they need to do for the ritual. I assume.
So these are not my words. These are the words of Project Cheney. And she said this actually on the one-on-one podcast when she was on his podcast. Now, when you're creating a living word, you're using special type of paper, a mixture of paper, okay? Like the Torah is only allowed to be made with certain paper, certain ink. Everything is done to a precision. It has to be done in a certain way, okay? And that is actually the first Bible, okay? So when you create a living word, you're using special ink made out of, it could even be animal blood. It could be a mixture of blood in it. You don't even know, with metals in it, just to make that perfect concoction for whatever the spell is. Do I know what they use? I don't know. I haven't gone that deep. But if you want to know how the living word works, watch the movie Quill. It is a fucking insane movie about writing and manifestation through writing and the living word. It is freaking insane. So
Quill on my list.
You take Quill or whatever the object is. You're using your hand, your vibration to write down whatever it is on that piece of paper. You take it, you bind it, you create a spine. You take a leather from an animal, bind it. You're literally creating a spine with words and skin. You're clothing it and you're creating a living word through that. And the power of a book, when millions of people are reading it, you create a magic through it. Some people believe that they want to manifest that world ending. And some people think that the world is going to end. And then some people think it's just a new age and a reset of a new age happening and an end of an old era. So there's two ways that you can go about it. So how many people lean on the end of the world and how many people lean on the new age all matters, because if more people and their power of manifestation and their thoughts truly believe that the world is going to end, that's the timeline that we'll be on. That's the power of the living word.
You're breaking down life to the science. And I'm saying life because everything you do is a cause and effect.
Yes.
And everything you do and you interact with. For example, right now I'm looking at myself in the mirror, which is you. Mm-hmm. We're resonating, right? Okay. And there is a portion of life that I had a did. I had this thing I did to be able to manifest this conversation. Something that you did yesterday that triggered this conversation. And then this conversation is going to trigger somebody else to have a different conversation. Mm-hmm. And then a domino effect. So you're breaking down to the point where when I'm writing with a specific quill, animal blood, etc., I am creating that creature once more. It's kind of like the idea of this. Emperors, pharaohs, kings, in order to stay forever living, they would make statues of themselves and depict themselves on the art. And then through memory and word of mouth and frequency and vibration that you just spoke out, you just recreated them or influenced somebody else to become like them.
They're never dead. They're forever living. The living word, their word is forever living, unless you have a book burning. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of this saying. I think in Mexico they believe this. They say you die three times. First when you're born, and when you're first when you're born, that's like you're in the process of starting death because eventually you're gonna die. When you die is the second time you actually die. And then when the last person mentions your name and of you, your essence of you. And once that ends, you're no longer alive. You're dead.
I
And this is what they
mentioned
believe.
we had a conversation on we did an episode called Maya in season two, and we did the Mayan calendar, and then we did necromancy, and then we did an episode on incest. And it's fucking crazy. Just went fucking deep holes after deep holes after deep holes. That was fucking crazy. But then we
Dude,
went in.
bro.
You know what? When you mentioned Mercury, this is what I was gonna tell you. I fucking forgot. And then right now you mentioned Mexico and came back into my head. We were speaking on how the way Quetzalcoatl and all these other gods were created because there was an uncle, I mean, there was a nephew and an aunt in a big pool of Mercury that had incest sex, and they created these gods through Mercury. So what you just told me right now was a fucking we just candle, we just opened the fucking, oh my God, dude, that was
Dude,
massive. Yeah. Yeah.
that even ties into the idea of the whole homunculus.
And then
Like,
the sex, the whole sex ritual shit, the sex magic shit, right?
yeah.
On Mercury. Oh my God. That was like a
Yeah.
double on double on. They just capped it.
You know,
Amazing.
Juan brought up an amazing point today on one of his clips. He's like, you know, they talk about all these male alchemists and in the homunculus world and blah, blah, blah. But we know of virgin births. Like, women, even today, like in science, having miraculous births, and throughout history, we have all these, you know, from Isis to the virgin birth, to all these different characters throughout history, having these virgin births, and it's like without a seed, you know, just miraculously having these births. So he asked the questions. Why are they erasing the idea of that woman maybe being the homunculus creator since she can have that divine birth?
This is why he says that Jesus Christ is a homunculus.
Well, not in that sense. It's like, you know, to look into the idea of women because women were the ones to birth these individuals, you know, through miraculous ways without having a seed. So it's like, why don't we ever look at women? We're always looking at men and their seed, but why aren't we looking at women and their power? Maybe they hid something within women that they can create by themselves and they didn't want that. So it could be DNA manipulation. It could be something that happened in the timeline because, you know, they try to even off all the hermaphrodites that were being born and saying, hey, do you want to be a man or a woman? Because these are natural things that actually happen. The hermaphrodite is a natural process, not even a defect. It's just a
Word.
natural thing that even happened. So I don't know. It's a weird rabbit hole to go down.
If you ask Beyonce who runs the world, women do,
I
girls.
mean, you know, I'm not a feminist at all. I don't like the idea of feminism, but I believe like they did shun the knowledge of what women knew. Back in the day, through the mages and the seers and the oracles and all that, and the virgin births, it's like, why are they like hiding this knowledge in the Vatican? They have Jesus mostly surrounded by women in these books. I don't know if you ever went down that rabbit hole. You go in the Vatican Library and you just search Jesus and what they have about Jesus in there. He was surrounded by these mages and seers and all of these incredible women who are good women. They
It was
weren't
the women who saw him
nefarious.
first when he
Yeah.
resurrected. He moved that
Yes.
rock. Yeah, it
Yes.
was the women.
Yeah.
And then women do have the strongest purchasing power in the whole world. I'm talking,
And
I'm
it's not
telling
even that. And cultures, they say that you know,
you.
your mother, the heaven to the gate to heaven is at your mother's feet, you know? It's like they are, I don't want to say that men are nothing. No. Men are created through women as well. And without man, we can't have this civilization. But in the idea of like the what if, what happened that they're hiding this about the woman? King James killed millions of women because of what he printed. Why? But before he even became whatever he became and took the Bible and did whatever he did with the Bible. Like, What did you know, my friend?
Every religion also suppresses the woman.
Yeah.
In every sense of the way, in physical form, right? In moral forms and in emotional forms. Mm-hmm. You can't be a priest. You can't be a fucking a preacher in many Protestants areas.
Let me say something though. The Bible, actually, the Torah, in their original text and form, they don't do that. But King James somewhere came along. Yeah. If you go on the Semitic, if you try and read the Semitic Bible, like the actual, oh my God, it's beautiful. Like the way it's translated is beautiful. It's not nothing like we're reading today, which is a shock. And then I found out looking into Islam is not even following the Quran, but they're following books outside of the Quran, which are the Hadiths. And I'm just like, okay, I'm reading through the Quran and I'm getting the translations because I'm trying to translate, figure out, do women get beat? Are they supposed to be veiled? Are women suppressed in Islam? And I'm finding out, no, actually women have more power in Islam and they're not supposed to be covering their heads. They're supposed to be modest. Men are not supposed to even be circumcised, but they're following these books that were written after like 200 years after Muhammad died. So you weren't even alive for you to even speak on Muhammad, but you wrote books about him and now y'all are worshiping him, but are mad and are against why Christians praise Jesus, but y'all are doing the same thing with Muhammad. So it's like, are y'all all right? You guys are not even practicing your own religion correctly. And it's just, I don't know, you know,
that is very... And with that amazing bomb, Angel God Pill Angel 333 came and she freaking demolished him. You know what's funny? I'm having nothing but female speakers for the last three, and then for the next four. It's fucking wild. Taking over.
Well, for me, I've been suppressed through my entire life of like, shut up. And that mentality, you're a girl, you don't know. And I was like, man, this is like really aching my soul. Like, I have a mind. I am an essence. I'm a human being just like the man. Why am I treated like I don't know shit? Like, we don't have brains, but we do. And now that I feel like I have a platform where I can share my deepest thoughts, and it's not about like how to bag your guy or how to get the best man
or showing cleavage or being, 100%.
It's not about that. It's about the mind, the soul. Like, how can I help the world heal? How can we help men and women heal with each other? You know? But I don't know, baby steps, I guess.
Where can they find you on your way out of this amazing episode?
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah. God Pill Angel 33 and God Pill Angel 333. And like I said, on YouTube, on Project Cheney, the Secret Society of Good Guys, every Friday night at midnight. And that's where you can find me.
Angel 33. Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
this moment.
Me.
For showing the knowledge, giving it all to my listeners and making me dive deep into this Muslim stuff and looking at this what you mentioned about the special ink, special papers, and the way, because I didn't look into that, and that's going to lead me into another hole, and I might just do a second part on that. I wish I could have you back again. We'll be in contact. Yeah. And then.
I will share you some of that Torah stuff and the special ink and paper and stuff that they use, just so you can understand the process behind it. But thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. This was fun. You're a great host. I want everyone to know that he's freaking great. He can definitely put up an interview and make it very comfortable doing it too. So I
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yeah.
Make sure you send me the description for the project with American Patriot Match. Shout out to Juan and Juan, the only freaking Juan, the chosen Juan, the one and only. And make sure you check out Paranoid American, also another buddy of mine. Check out his art and check out Sam Tripoli, that's working really tight with him. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for collaborating with me. And we're going to keep this episode drops on Wednesday next week as a main episode of the week. And do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Peace out.
Thank you.
Paranoid Radio.